tens of thousands of city families are making their choices for kindergarten and checking them twice before hitting send. New this year for public schools is an online application where parents rank up to 20 programs, broadening the search way beyond the local neighborhood school. WNYC's Shomail Ahmed went to Queens to see how families are faring.
Applying to kindergarten is tedious. At least that's how Jen Lee describes the process. She's looking for a public school for her son, Theo Mayorga. There are a lot of choices and a lot of details to keep track of. So naturally, she created an Excel spreadsheet.
I think I put in how many students they have. I think I also looked to see like what other programming they might have. Do they have bilingual program? Do they have integrated co-teaching classrooms?
And then there are other columns, open house dates, playground, what's the school's progress report grade? Lee and her partner, Edwin Mayorga, ideally want to find a school close to their home in Astoria, so it'll be familiar to Theo. Navigating this whole public school system isn't foreign for this couple. She's a special education teacher in East Harlem. He's a former teacher getting his PhD in urban education. To their parent friends, Mayorga says they're considered the experts.
And they think that we're calm. I mean, we're all stressed. I mean, we're trying to be even keeled about it. But you can't help but feel, I think the way Jen described it, feeling overwhelmed.
Officials at the Department of Education know the process can be overwhelming, and they say that they're trying to make it easier this year by offering a single application. Parents are being asked to rank up to 20 schools in an online application, rather than apply separately and in person at all the schools they're interested in. For those who want help or prefer dealing with a human being, they can apply by phone or at one of the 13 borough enrollment offices. Charter schools and gifted programs still require separate applications. Deborah Alexander is a member of Northwest Queens District 30. Parents, she says, have been asking her a lot of questions.
What's going on? Why can't I go to my child's school? What does this mean? Why are we ranking? One of the biggest questions that we've noticed is what happens if I don't get into my zone school in the allotted time? The application period is shorter this year.
While there's mostly confusion now, Alexander thinks there may be concern later. Her district includes ethnically diverse neighborhoods like Astoria, Jackson Heights, and Sunnyside. Some of the top languages spoken there are Spanish, Bengali, and Arabic. She's afraid certain parents might be left behind with this new application.
I do think that the DOE has tried to provide alternative languages, but the application itself is only in English. And if you look into the application, all the school descriptions that you're supposed to be investigating are all in English.
The DOE also provides translation support for more than 150 languages at enrollment offices and on the phone line. That's what they told the audience at an info session at Forest Hills High School.
I'm going to show you some of the screens of our online application.
Sitting in the auditorium is 12-year-old Anna Poello Lopez Garcia. Her mother doesn't understand English that well, so Garcia's here to help. Garcia says the family plans to apply online at a neighbor's house in Corona.
My mom said to do it online so somebody can help us. She said it's easier that way because if you want to change something, you could erase it at the right moment. Yeah.
Garcia says this whole process is kind of hard for her mother. It's hard because her mom can't do things by herself. But for another family at the same info session, the application wasn't hard at all. Timothy Sexton from Forest Hill says he and his wife completed their online application in only 10 or 15 minutes. They ranked 3 schools, but their hopes are tied to 1.
My son Marcos, he's turning 5, so he'll be starting in the fall at PS 196, fingers crossed. If it's overcrowded, that's what they were saying, that there's a chance that he won't get in, but most likely he'll get in.
Meanwhile, Jen Lee in Astoria is still investigating her options. She's about to attend her zone school's open house blocks away from her home.
It's a much larger school, so I'm kind of interested in how they like develop community, and I'm not sure what kind of programs they might have, just as far as like bilingual or how they just kind of group children. So I think those are my 2 big questions.
After the tour, Lee's unsure where the school will rank. She's still got more tours to go to and more questions to ask before the February 14th deadline. And even then, Lee says, this whole process won't feel like a done deal until after those first few days of kindergarten. For WNYC, I'm Shomail Ahmed.
So how's the school application process going for you? We want to hear about it. Go to schoolbook.org to comment.